And we are broadcasting live from more than 500 affiliates. That includes in North America, Puerto Rico, Guam, and Canada, too. You are listening to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. A reminder of Coast Zone. That's our free email newsletter that we send out 6 days a week. Wow, we've got you covered. It includes recaps of the previous night's shows and also original articles about the paranormal and unusual featured daily on our website. You get our calendar of weird trivia and 2 new weekly items, Blast from the Past. That's on Wednesdays, free audio clips and photos from the Coast Vault. And in Coast, You Missed It. I just love that. That's on Saturdays. I just think that is so cool. So to sign up, I think you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. Just click on the newsletter banner at the homepage of our website, coasttocoastam.com. Coast to Coast AM, our guest tonight, Barry Strom. He has channeled Jesus. He's given us the information that he has found during the missing years. And one of the things you said, Barry, was that Jesus had gotten married and had 5 kids. Can you tell us a little bit more of his wife and his kids?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Jesus needed for the fact that he had a family to be kept a deep secret. Jesus always knew throughout his life how it was going to end. He knew that the Romans were going to kill him. So he feared that if the Romans found out about his family, they would kill his family as well. So it was a very well-kept secret. The only disciple that he ever told that he was married was Peter. So he was the only one that really knew about the facts about this. His wife's name was Toba, T-O-B-A. And T-O-B-A. In my book, Channeling the Life of Jesus, we actually channel her. And she talks about what it was like to be married to Jesus.
Holy cow. Woo. Just saying. Uh-huh.
And he actually has 5 children. He has 1 daughter and 4 male sons. The daughter was sickly, and the daughter passes, I think, at around 18 years of age. But the 4 males marry and have children of their own. The Romans never found out that they were descendants of Jesus. So it is a fact that there is a bloodline of people living today that they share with the children of Jesus.
That would be interesting is there a way to track that, to know that? I've heard different rumors on that along the way, where some people believe those that have the abilities, the stronger abilities, that they are in that bloodline. What do you think of that?
I think it's impossible to do it. There are, the souls that were the family of Jesus, they have reincarnated. Some of those have come back and lived lives. For instance, we learned that Billy Graham, his soul was actually the oldest son of Jesus. So Billy Graham was, in fact, a reincarnated son of Jesus. And that's why he had that incredible ability he did to spread the words of God. So, the souls have reincarnated, but when a soul reincarnates, it's a totally different bloodline. But there are actually individuals out there that would carry the bloodline of Jesus.
Wow, that's a whole show in itself. So let's hit the phones and see about some of these questions we have. Wildcard line 3, Walt out of Allentown, Pennsylvania, the haunted state, Pennsylvania. How are you, Walt? Welcome to Coast.
Ms. Willis, if you're looking for a real Bigfoot, I wear a size 18 shoe, so.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah, I feel as though Mr. Strom and I have a lot in common. He attended college at Lehigh University, which is on the south side of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and I'm a product of Moravian College, which is on the north side of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, so I'm sure he's familiar with Well, needless to say, you know, I've become known as George's, I like to describe myself as a John Wayne conservative atheist. I was born and baptized and raised a Roman Catholic, but I've come to realize that all religions are the result of man's imagination. They're, all these gods are anthropomorphisms. They were all created by man and not the gods created man. They're all concocted by man. It's obvious to me. In other words, Yahweh, Jehovah, the God of the Bible, he's the Jewish Jupiter. I mean, he has his solution to everything. He's a genocidal ogre. His solution to everything is mass murder. So, why, you know, I would just like to say, if, you know, if anything, I'm not saying that it's not possible that Mr. Strom is actually channeling Christ, but perhaps the next time he channels Christ, he could ask him the question that I put to Dr. Ian Punnett a few months ago when Christ is hanging on the cross, as the gospel saying. He talks to the good thief, and he promises the good thief, he says to him, this very day you will be with me in paradise. But doesn't that seem to, you know, to call into question that Christ is would be risen on the third day? Because on Easter morning, he meets Mary Magdalene, and he tells Mary Magdalene, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. So there seems to be a contradiction there. So it's something to think about.
The contradiction is that you're quoting Gospels that may not be accurate. We're not, all of the things of which you are speaking are not facts of which we have been confirmed. The story of his death is we go into great detail in that in our book. And a lot of the writings about his death are not accurate. The dead do not rise from the grave. The sky does not turn black. He dies with dignity. Many of the things, everything that you quoted, there is no factual basis for. It's just simply words that appear in those Gospels. So your assumptions are faulty. They're based on a false foundation.
And you also know, I mean, we got to be fair across the board, that that they can turn around and say the same thing as you. There's no foundation. You're a guy that was a civil engineer, had an antique shop, and now, you know, you're channeling ETs and Jesus, right?
That's so right.
Yeah, so it's gonna go all ways, and will and does, and until we cross over, at least in my world, in my perspective, until we cross over, we're not gonna know. Once we cross over, we get all the answers. That's what I believe.
That's true.
I mean, that's...
But I have physically seen him when we channel.
What's he look like?
There's... Oh, I can't think of the girl's name.
He looks like some chick.
A young girl that painted his image.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Very similar to that. She's European, and I can't remember her name. But the image is very similar to that. Just the same as I've seen angels. I've seen multiple angels.
Well, I know that, you know, there's always that picture of Jesus. It's actually a very handsome guy. He's got the blue eyes. He's got the long hair.
He doesn't have blue eyes. And doesn't have blonde hair either.
Well, Palestinian. Okay, yeah, that's and then I see other people. No, he's got short, curly, dark hair. He's doesn't look like that at all. So
yeah, no, but I mean, yes, people can assume that I'm crazy, and I will tell you this: 15 years ago, for somebody talking like I do, I would have thought he was crazy. But when you have seen what I have seen, when you've watched the miracles that I've seen, you change. I mean, I have 100% faith that there is an energy that is out there You can refer to him as God, deity, Muhammad, however you want to refer to him. But there is a universal energy. And I'm also very convinced that there are many ways to heaven. That there's no one religion gets it all right. But when you have spent as many hours and as many days as I have channeling with these holy spirits, when you've seen the miracles that they can do, and when you have seen the images that I have seen, I personally have no doubts. Now, everybody that's listening can say, yeah, you're nuts. It's not, you're coming from a direction that cannot be true. But when you have felt the miracles I've felt, when you've performed the miracles that I have done, and when you've seen the images that I have seen, and when you look at the mass of information and messages that I've done, I have around 35 videos up on the YouTube channel where we speak with Jesus. We have got other videos up where we speak with the other holy figures. We just did on our Channeling History show the other week, we just did Mary Magdalene. And she told the story of the crucifixion, what really took place. You can listen to that show and hear her description of it.
And, everybody, a lot of people, they all think that that's who Jesus married. I want to say that you're absolutely right. People are going to think what they want to think. I know that I have talked with people about when the Bible, there's a lot of interpretations, and sometimes you can read a verse and it means one thing to you, and another time you can read it and it comes across as another way to you, which is incredible. And a lot of books, self-help books out there, are made from some sort of verse that they found there. Tons of wisdom, without a doubt, lots of interpretations to symbols. And I know I've talked to some people along the way because some of the things I've seen, the professionals that are in the priesthood or whatever that they're in, that's in the church, to ask them, hey, what about this? Why does it say this? Because I've seen this. And what does that have to do? Because I've seen this. And when I have said, maybe some things are taken out, maybe we don't have it in there written correctly, maybe along the way, even though the Bible says, if you change any words, you will be cursed. And so will the generations beyond, right? It says something similar to that, basically. Well, it doesn't mean that those people didn't do it anyway, right? The egos of a lot of the kings and things that you read about in there, who's to say they didn't change it? So whenever I've done that, man, I have gotten just smacked across the face with words.
Well, the Gospels are the best guides that existed to his life. Sadly, they had been retranslated and worked on for 1,500 years plus. But, I'm not saying that the Bible is not a good thing. The Bible is a great guide. It gives the outline of how God would have you lead your life.
And hey, here, you're here to tell us your story, and we're all open to it. We got to listen to it. We take in what we want to take in, and I get you. No worries. I don't want you to stand up for yourself. I want you to tell what you know, because if we're here always going back and forth of is it true, is it true, is it true, we'll never get deeper into what your knowledge is. And it's important for you to share that, and we can take it as it hits us. It's going to hit some people differently than others. It's just the way it is, whether you're ready to hear it or not, right? So
I hear tons of negativity.
I
tell my story.
You got to, man. When I see a scaling Bigfoot, or when I see an alien, or I see weird orbs or different things, I know I've seen it. And if I can tell you about it, you can decide to like it or not. I don't care. I'm just like, what is that? How does this work? Who are we? So let's go back to the phones. First time caller, Jared out of Arkansas. Jared, welcome to Coast for the first time. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hello?
Do you have a question for Barry?
For Barry? I do have a question. I'd also like to share something, if that's okay.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Sure. Should the question come first, or would I have to share?
I don't know. Whatever you think's best.
I would ask him about, you know, if he's willing to share what it feels like to channel Jesus, because, you know, people talk about, you know, feeling of love and all that kind of thing. But what's his experience like with all that?
Well, the first time you do it, you don't believe it. It's really hard to describe the energies that you feel as a person that speaks to the other side. Different spirits have different energies. And, for instance, if a different guide comes in, if I'm speaking to one guide and another one comes in, I can often feel that energy shift. And it's really hard to explain, but it's a feeling, I guess you could describe it basically as a feeling of love. It's just really, really hard to explain. I'm kind of at a loss of words to do it. As many times as I've felt it, I still find it very difficult to describe. It's unique.
No words. Yeah, no words for it. Feeling. So, Jared, what was your story?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's actually something. There's someone who's been on your show before, and if it's cool, he has an event coming up that's going to be free. I just wanted to share that real quick, if that's all right. It's useful. It's totally on topic, and I'm excited about it. I think other people will be too, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, go for it.
Absolutely. Thank you. So Dr. Nick Begich, if you're familiar with him, he's bringing together the last 50 years of his research in a lot of different fields, and he's putting it all together in a free, it's a masterclass kind of live stream thing he's going to do. Anyway, the website where you can find out more is thehiddenmonks.com, and that's plural, so M-O-N-K-S. And he's done research into, you know, HAARP, if you guys know what that is. You know, he's into alternative energies, ESP, you know, the positive and negative uses of different kinds of technologies, and all kinds of things. And I think it's, you know, he talks about it more on his website. It's just totally stuff that your listeners would be interested in. And
okay. Well, thank you, Jared.
Absolutely. Thank you to thehiddenmonks.com. And Hidden Monks.
Great, so. Okay, great. Hidden Monks, Jared. Thank you so much. Out of Arkansas, first time calling in, and he's you know, he's got it going on. He's a promoter as well. Good for him. He's a smart guy. He did really good there. They should give you a reward out there, Jared, for sure. So you know what, Lynn Buchanan, I always go back to my remote viewers just because they're so unbelievable, and they were the psychic spies, and they were asked to do things outside of psychic spy stuff. And some of the things that they did, some of their targets were, one of them was Jesus with Lynn Buchanan. He writes about it in his book, and he had spoken the same as you said just a second ago, Barry, that he could not describe the amount of love that fell upon him when he was targeted to Jesus Christ. He said he had said at one point, you guys keep, you know, because this is during the Cold War, right? These are the psychic spies. And he said, all you do is give me these bad guys all the time to look at, please. At one point, give me something good. And at one point they did, and he had said it was Jesus was the target after he had looked back at the feedback later. And he said he could not describe the feeling. He also, Jesus had put his arm around him, I think, and he had described what he looked like too. And he said, he doesn't look like the pictures. So just like you. So it's cool when you hear those things, those commonalities along the way. And I would be speechless, I can imagine. More with Barry. In fact, we're going to see if he'll channel Jesus for us in the next segment. So stay with us. Connie Willis here, Barry Strom, channeling Jesus on Coast to Coast AM. It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. You can catch me on my show at conniewillis.com, conniewillis.com. And if you decide that you want to move forward and investigate with me live with creepy hotspots and all sorts of really interesting things like that to dig in deeper. That's Blue Rock Talk TV, and that is a half price for Coast fans. So that's my show. That's my other life. And I hope that you'll join me just when you go to it and you sign up, just use the coupon code Coast to Coast Fans and you'll get half off. So always got to take care of our Coast fans. Always got to do that. So I appreciate that you guys are around. Okay, so Barry Strom is who we're talking to. He channels Jesus amongst other people and other beings out there too. And at one point, we'll take you out to a creepy hotspot and have you channel a Bigfoot, as you said that you might be able to do that. That sounds kind of like that'll be fun, Barry. We'll get you out of your Salt Lake City, Utah there, okay? We'll get you into.
Well, we may have some around here, too. You never know.
I bet you do. There's no question, right? They are highly advanced, and they are everywhere. First words I ever heard. Well, you know, these segments end up being so short, you know. Time flies. Everybody, oh, I can never do 2 hours. Yeah, you can. You're going to wish you did more. It does fly. So I'd like to ask you if you could channel Jesus for us live.
Well, I can try.
Okay. What do we do? Do we just kind of let you do your thing?
I got to tune in here.
Okay. Because I'd like to know if he's got something to say for us now. Any messages for us?
Tonight, I would like to address all of the hatred that is taking place in your world. When I walked the earth, and I did walk the earth, I spoke only of love. I never spoke of hatred. And I spoke that those that lived a good life, those that showed love to others, would join me in the realms of my heaven. Today, there is much evil in your world. I wish that more of you would believe in me. I know there are many of you out there that think this cannot be happening, but I assure you that it is. I am speaking to you tonight to try to lead you on a path of love, love for yourself, love for others, and love for me. It is hard for many to believe in something that they cannot see, most cannot hear, and you cannot feel. But I can assure you that the universal energy of God is very real. If you take time to listen to the messages that you hear in your mind, they will often be the words of your guides that I have instructed to try to help you. These are very troubled times. Man has developed weapons that make them capable of destroying life as you know it. God will never destroy human life on earth. But if man decides to use these terrible inventions, then your civilization can be destroyed, same as all of the other great civilizations that have existed on your planet have ceased to exist. The commands of God are very simple. Love one another and do not do violence to one another. I know, as I said earlier, that many of you will doubt that these are really my words. But rest assured that they are. I am here tonight because you asked me to come. I hope that there are those of you out there that can feel my energy. Those of you that truly love me should know what it is like to truly feel love in your lives. So I'm going to keep my message very short tonight. I think that many of you may actually take to heart the words that I have said, just as many of you will be totally skeptical. You may laugh at me, as many laughed at me when I walked the earth. But I can assure you that one thing that is inevitable is that you will pass from this lifetime. If you are birthed, you will pass. And when you pass, you will learn the truth. So, for those of you that are listening tonight, I would like to bless all of you. And I hope that you will pay attention to the words that I speak. You may hear more of my messages. I have given many of them through Barry, and I have channeled through other people as well. So with those words, I'm going to leave you. Bless all of you, and good night. So there you go.
And now a YouTube star. Yay! So does that hurt you? Do you get tired? Does it wear you out? Do you need to meditate before? Or does it just happen that easily, as we heard it all the time?
I know. It's just really hard to explain. I actually can't tell you the words that I just spoke. I don't remember them. I'm not hearing the words and repeating. I'm just simply speaking the words of the Spirit. I can do it with the guides. I can do it with the other Holy Spirits. And when Jesus wants to speak, I can speak his words as well. So it's very hard to explain. And believe me, I'm the last person in the world that ever thought would be able to do this. But I'm trying to do the best I can in getting the messages of the spirits out there.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Kind of what I'm devoting the rest of my life to, and that's the way it is.
Well, I appreciate you sharing how you feel and what you're doing and your talents, because it takes a lot of guts to do that in all the different areas that we discuss. Let's go back to the phones here. Wildcard line number one, Darius, Los Angeles, California. Welcome. Please help me not to slaughter your name like that.
Oh, it's okay. Darius is fine.
Darius. Okay, great. Sorry.
I most certainly will check out theconniewillis.com. I didn't even know about that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Sure. And thank you, Barry, for that that wonderful channeling there. And I would like to bring the strangeness to a whole new level here, and I'll make it short and sweet. First, I would like to give Millennial Mike his props in Colorado there. He seems to call in so much, he's almost a guest host himself. And he represents the Millennials very well, and someday I think he'll have a job in radio if he's persistent enough, you know. He's a good kid. But anyway, I'll get quickly to it. Let me ramble for a minute here. I believe that there's a high possibility that the ones from the biblical times are reincarnated right now. I believe their bloodlines, Jesus' bloodlines, do exist. And there's a lot of evidence. I believe if you look at the, and here's where it gets far-fetched. I'll be really quick with it. I'll see what Barry thinks. He might be channeling Jesus alive right now. there's a possibility that the whole gang stalking program, the intelligence communities that exist, they have technologies that can, when you get this really psychic kids out there, the indigos of all ages, actually, but they're the rare ones that have the true psychic abilities. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen telekinesis. I've seen them read each other's minds. A lot of high strains, and this goes on with those indigos. And you can always tell. There's different ways to tell. If you concentrate on them and they're far away and they look around and they turn around and look right at you, they stare holes through you. They can do all kinds of crazy, crazy psychic things. And I believe that I'm not 100% sure on this, but there's a few out there that supposedly look just like Jesus' depiction of the Shrouded Turin. That 3D image they redid, the classical depiction of Jesus, there's a few that are being gang-stalked that look very much like him. They have psychic powers that are very, very high-end psychic powers. And to all the other, to all the gang-stalking, to all the people that think they're being gang-stalked, maybe it is truly, they're the psychic ones, and they can tap into the voice of soul and the different technologies that the government is using. You know, the chemtrails also tie into it. If you notice, the chemtrails are not being sprayed on some days. Some days they are being sprayed. You know, if people pay attention to the skies, it's the air we breathe. It's very important. And you can see these military jets, you know, when they are spraying, there's hundreds of them out there. And when they're not spraying, they're still out there monitoring, but they're not spraying. And I believe it ties right into the technology they're using. And there you go. I think he might. If I could find that guy that looks like Jesus, I might go look for him and see if he's speaking the exact same things that Barry just said. And he also has a birthmark on his head that he's.
Oh no!
Sure. He says he remembers spikes going to the side of his head. Only like a 3-second memory, and he said it's extremely painful. And it's a very vivid memory, and he has a birthmark that goes all the way across his hairline and discolors his hair and turns it white. And this guy looks a lot like Jesus. He's got a big beard and long hair and the blue eyes, and he's he looks just like the Shrouded Turin 3D sculpture they made in Italy. So
wow. Well, thank you for all that information. Yeah, I know exactly, right? None of us know. Appreciate that information. You have anything to say with that, Barry?
There are definitely people that are reincarnated that walk the earth with Jesus. There's no doubt about that.
There you go. And he has spoken. So when you channel with Jesus and then you channel with an ET, what do you feel? What's the difference there? You ever get sinister feelings? You ever get bad guys?
Yeah, we've had bad guys come through. They told us in the beginning when we started to channel, never ask for evil. And in the beginning, we didn't know really how to control it. I mean, now we always use a prayer of protection when we open a channel. And we're very well protected now. Now I can tell the difference between energies. Every once in a while, you'll have one slip in on you. And generally, the guides will intercede and stop it. But yes, you can. It's very dangerous for people when they're first getting started in this because they can't tell the difference. And we did have imposters. We had spirits come in and say they were Jesus. And then they weren't. It became obvious they weren't. But no, we've had many imposters attempt to come in on us.
Yeah, and I know that you like to talk with celebrities as well. Who's been your favorite?
Robin Williams.
Oh, I could imagine.
Yeah, we did a show with him, and his sense of humor comes through wonderfully when you talk to him. We've been doing a lot for suicide prevention on our shows. And we did Marilyn Monroe the other week. She talked about her suicide, and Robin Williams talks about his. And the main thing that the spirits say after they take their own lives is they have to watch all the grief that they cause. And they always underestimate how much grief is caused when they take their own lives. So it's there's a lot of depression going on right now with all this COVID lockdown and stuff. And it's very difficult for people. But the suicide is never in a life plan, and it's really not a good thing when you get back over.
Yeah, so, and
I'd,
you
I'd,
said...
I'd say Robin Williams was as good as, was the most fun of anybody we channeled.
Oh, I can imagine. What all did he say?
Well, we spent a lot of time because, you know, Robin was diagnosed with Parkinson's with dementia. And he just couldn't face the fact that he was going to become a total invalid with no memory. We talked about the movies that he did and the comedy that he did. We talked about who he enjoyed being with the most. And just a really, really fun person to channel with.
Did he have regret? Did he have regret afterwards? Did you get that from people with suicide that they had regret?
Every one of them has regret, because when they cut their life plan short, there are lessons that they failed to learn, and those lessons will have to be repeated in future lifetimes. So they're just prolonging the lesson.
So they regret the grief that they gave people, but they also regret that, oh no, I got to come back and do it again.
That's right. They still have that left.
That'd be the worst.
So,
right,
so
right.
There's a lot of things they regret after they take their lives.
Have you learned that after suicide or even death at all, how quickly do people come back, or is that a choice as well? Can they hang somewhere?
It'll depend. Sometimes you see them come back fairly rapidly, and sometimes they don't come back. If your soul's happy with the realm that you're in heaven, you don't have to come back. You have free will over there, just same as you have free will here. So I've seen spirits come back as quick as 3-4 years, and some of the holy spirits that walk with Jesus haven't returned for 2,000.
Barry, tell me real quick where to find you. We got to let you go.
Okay. You can find me at our website is spiritspredict.com, spiritspredict.com. I have a YouTube channel in my name, Barry Strohm, Strohm. We do a show called Channeling History every Sunday on the Para-X network. Pretty easy to find.
Cool. Well, hey, thank you for being here and talking with Jesus with us too. Thank you so much, Barry. Take care, Barry Strohm. And open lines coming up next on Coast to Coast AM.